Welcome to 100 Ways, your simple reminder that you are home wherever you are and that everything is right the way it is right now. I'm your host, Laura Christine, fellow explorer of consciousness and this amazing, beautiful world. Let's get curious, dive into the duh, and find out what's here for us today. Here is the rest of my journal from 6/26. On a far different note, I still don't know when I'm leaving or where I'm going, but I do know it's time. All I wanted to do was hike and go to Doctor Strange. Apparently, I wanted to see the second Doctor Strange movie, which wasn't as good as the first. Anyway, I've most certainly hiked. I went to that movie, and I also went to Jurassic World Dominion, mostly because I wanted to see Hawaii in film again. I also took myself to dinner tonight. Oh my god. This was at Ogden. It was called Ogden River Brewing, but I think they've changed the name to Ogden Brewing Company or something like that. And Brussels sprouts. I've already mentioned them. I talked about them with Lois. And Ola Aloha Pizza, which, by the way, I don't think you can call something Hawaiian just because you add pineapple to it. That is such a freaking stupid thing. And also, the pineapple here doesn't taste anything like pineapple tastes in Hawaii, so it just makes you sad. Anyway, moving on. I also had a glass of house red. Plus, I have food for two or three more days, because that was a lot of food. It was absolutely lovely. Even just sitting and waiting, I walked there from about 3 miles away. I simply had to see the other side of the Riverwalk. Lots of people in the river today. It's bigger on that side. On the way back, I met two men. One asked if I knew where the trail was, an older man on a bike. I didn't know, so I asked a younger man on a skateboard if he knew. Both were great. The skateboarder had a bird on his shoulder and let me try to pet it, but it bit me. And then we passed each other twice more. The man on the bike passed me once more too. Good vibes all around. I also troubleshot my car today with my dad. The master warning beeped twice coming home from hiking with Steph yesterday. Steph, I'm going to tangent here and introduce you to my friend Steph. She lives in Salt Lake City, and we met in Hawaii because she used to live there. So we were friends on Oahu, and then in my travels, I ended up about an hour north of Salt Lake City. So I was able to see her and actually two other people who live in Salt Lake City that I never would have thought I'd be able to visit. So it was really, really cool to have been moved to Ogden, Utah for a little while. Okay, once more, the master warning beeped twice coming home from hiking with Steph yesterday, so I Googled it and followed the nudge to check my oil, which was basically gone. I walked to Walmart, stood there comparing two bottles, up walked the service manager, and was willing to give me his recommendation. See, I'm just like manifesting what I need, super easy. And later I went back and got an oil change. He said the plug was stripped. Still, we'll keep an eye on it. I called Geico too, and I do have roadside assistance. And it, plus all my insurance works throughout the country. I was a little worried about that because my car was in Hawaii and my insurance was through Hawaii. So I was like, what if I get stuck in like Oklahoma? No further comments. Final thought from that day. Utah smells like Mormon, looks like God. I took a photo with a temple in it and the mountains. It got very clear to me. No religion in the history of ever has, does, will, or can compete with God. It is simply no contest. I hope this illustrates that although the country was going through crazy things and I, being a woman, was the target, I still was present in myself and with my own life, and I was able to enjoy the moment I was in. This is the freest thing that I've ever been able to do, is pull my energy out of over there, out of that stuff, out of what's going on in the world, because the chaos will not stop. And I can either allow that chaos to make me chaotic, or I can pull myself back in and be the peace that I do seek. The beautiful thing is that when I do that, the chaos doesn't stop out there, but it does for me. And I know what's going on, but it doesn't dysregulate my own nervous system. I really desire that for every human who wants it. Thank you so much for joining me today. You can support the show at laurachristine.us or share with me your thoughts on Roe v. Wade, on pulling your energy back and being home in yourself, and is it possible and how do you do it? Share your thoughts. I'd love to hear. Until next time, I'm sending all the love and then some more. We'll talk again. Thank you for being here. I would love to hear from you. Go to laurachristine.us to let me know your thoughts on this. And remember, as Rumi said, there are hundreds of ways to kneel and kiss the ground. Also, you can't fuck it up. I said that.